Hello, hello, 6 a.m. Run family, 6 a.m. Run community. I hope all of you are right now smiling as you're starting this podcast, as you probably just hit play. I know I am smiling. I'm excited for our next guest, whom I'm going to introduce you to for in a second. Not a lot of to-dos or really mentions going on. And, you know, we don't really talk about 6 a.m. Run, the company, in these podcasts. But sometimes if there's some updates and stuff, I obviously like to let you guys know. And today, it's been a pretty slow week, but I can tell you guys that there's some big things coming up as we kind of head into the spring. You guys are probably, I'm recording this podcast in March. I know you guys might be listening to it here in early April. So spring is going to be huge for us. So stay tuned. With that, though, as you guys know, these podcasts, we're interviewing some amazing people, some triumphs, some great stories, some people with amazing professions. I have a guest that kind of checks every single box, and I'm not just saying that as she's looking at me. You guys, you unfortunately don't get to see the video yet of these podcasts. We do audio only, but I am very excited to introduce Darcy Steiner. How are you doing, Darcy?
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me today. Really looking forward to talking.
Yeah, I read obviously about your story, but I'm very excited to hear it from you. Just by reading it though, it was like, oh wow, like real quick, I want you to introduce yourself, you give your background, but I want to tell everyone, whatever you think, oh my God, today sucks, or this is not the Friday. We're recording this on a Friday, Darcy. Maybe you're listening to it on a Monday. Oh man, it's Friday, but I'm not getting out of work early enough because it's Friday. I think when you guys hear this story and you hear Darcy, a lot of your problems. And don't get me wrong, I know a lot of us are going through a lot, maybe worse than what you may hear. But Darcy's, I think, outlook on her situation and what she's about to share with you guys. And she knows this running world very well. Let me stop talking. Darcy, go for it. Introduce yourself. And please tell us why I came and asked you to be on the show.
Oh, thanks, Hammy. Well, yes, I am currently disabled and became disabled because a chair fell on me at my daughter's wedding, which is not fun. It was...
And of all, like, celebratory event.
Yeah. Fortunately, it was after the wedding. That was okay. The grace that I was given. But it was immediately following. And I had plans to start a new career after this wedding. You know, the wedding was the big thing. And I was going to write a book. And the book that I was going to write was sports nutrition. It was going to be a sports nutrition book. And I was going to start a sport nutrition company. Well, I haven't been able to do that, although I do still counsel nutritionally. By background, I am also a nutritionist.
Okay.
My husband's a runner. I am a former athlete, loved everything, primarily volleyball. My kids, sports kids, soccer, running, track, long distance, you know, cross country, everything through college.
Yeah.
So I was able to help them nutritionally through college, but I have quite the story. So
let's start from the wedding, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Where that happens, the wedding, this is amazing to me too, because it's such a, if there's a roller coaster of emotions, that's the weekend. I'm sure that this is all going down. Doctors come to you, or how can you, and please, if I'm going too in depth, stop me whenever you don't want.
Oh, you can go anywhere. I've talked about it all.
When doctors come, and obviously, how was that process like? Was it, did you know immediately? Were you hoping for the best? Can you kind of take us to, you know, I'd like if you could take our clients, our customers, our listeners, our community, can
yes.
you take us through the weekend that this all goes down?
Yes. So, you know, here I am, I'm trying to get ready for my daughter's wedding and I'm all focused on myself. I was telling my husband that this morning, I was looking at the picture of my family at the wedding. Fortunately, the pictures were taken beforehand. And I'm looking at it and I'm like, you know, that day was so stressful. I was worried about how I looked. I was worried about my hair. I was worried about my makeup. And I was stressed, you know, getting into the stress of everything, worrying about all of those things and thinking about myself rather than my daughter who's getting married. And you know, I'm like, should I wear my glasses walking down the aisle or should I not? And so I'm thinking about all these service level things. And so my daughter and her new husband drive off and the cleaning crew gets on it and we start cleaning and we're about done. And this chair slides down the wall So it's leaning up against the wall. It's a big, heavy wooden chair. And it slides down the wall and hits me on the ankle. And this is key. I'll fill you in. But it hits my ankle and triggers this. It's called complex regional pain syndrome. I didn't know this at the time. But what that is, it's a severe nerve pain disorder. And so when it hit me, I knew. I knew because I had this before. I had it 20 years prior. I was also disabled 20 years ago. So this is round two. So when the chair hit me, I knew, but everybody else thought, oh, this is probably just a sprained ankle. And as time went on, 6 weeks pass, no, it's more than a sprained ankle. And I'm using a commode at this point because I can barely walk. I can't walk to the bathroom. So I'm spending my time sitting in a recliner and the pain is horrendous. It's so bad. And I'm trying to walk and I can't walk. So 6 weeks turns into 6 months, turns into 3.5, almost 4 years. In July, it'll be 4 years.
Wow.
Since I've been able to walk. And the thing is I used to walk every day for 45 minutes. And I ran a little bit. I ran a little bit, but not probably like most of your runners.
No, but walking, I always say, A, it starts, right? No, real quick, yeah. I want to get off topic, but A, it starts with walking and a jog, right? Yeah. So you're right there. And as we get older, I run now, but you know, when the day comes, maybe, you know, I have to walk. So that's not a bad thing at all. I guess not the good news, I'm trying to find the words and also trying to obviously, you know, obviously I'm sure when you talk to people and such as even as you're talking to me right now, I want to make sure I use the correct words, but at least you knew what this was because you had gone through it before. Does that feed into some optimism at this point too? I mean, because obviously you got through it one time. Was it faster to get through it last time? Is this time a little more longer?
Yeah. And let me briefly touch on 20 years ago. So
okay, please.
20 years ago, I fell down the stairs in my home.
Is that what caused the nerve disorder?
Well, kind of. So okay. The nerve disorder is a secondary injury. So it happens as the result of another injury. So it's kind of weird. You don't get it from not having an injury. So I ended up in bed with a back injury. And what I had done was after this fall, I was still able to walk and it just hurt. And I was playing volleyball and I went up for a spike, came back down. I'm like bedridden. I shouldn't have gone up for the spike. I knew my back hurt. I should have listened to my body, but I didn't. And so now I'm bedridden and I'm bedridden for 2 years, 2 years. And I almost died. And doctors didn't know what was going on with me is the thing. And so what I did, I wanted to be a nutritionist. And so I really started studying. I found a protein shake that I asked my husband to make for me. And finally, I could keep something down. I could drink some calories, right? And it was working. So it motivated me to study harder. And I, 6 years later, I became a nutritionist.
Okay.
Opened my private practice and counseled people nutritionally. But yeah, I didn't die. God saved my life through nutrition.
Wow.
That's the value of eating well and taking care of your body. Because when you stress your body so badly, it needs rejuvenation. And eating healthily helps. So yeah, I was fully healed. I had no complex regional pain syndrome, which it's rare to go away.
Yeah.
But when that chair hit, I knew that had come back because the pain was so bad. It felt like it broke my ankle, but my ankle wasn't broken. And I cried like a baby all the way home from my daughter's wedding, not because I was happy, but because I was in pain. And it was terrible crying on your way home from your daughter's wedding, you know?
Yeah.
So the overcoming part of it, yes, to answer your question in a roundabout way, yes, it has been easier for me to have an overcomer mindset this time. I think in part because I'm 20 years older.
Mm-hmm.
But also because I have hindsight that nutrition helped me before. And I'm 57. I'm not getting any younger. It's been 4 years. I've been working on nutrition. So far, you know, I'm walking more. I'm able to walk around the cul-de-sac Last week, I walked to the end of the block.
Good.
That's the most I've walked in almost 4 years. It's very slow progress.
Yeah, no, but this is the definition, though, of there's a, I forget what quote or kind of what book it's from, but, you know, basically a staircase. Majority of us, I know children might jump a few steps, but it really is, it's the first step at a time, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're trying to like get through like a woods, right? And you're like, yeah. I can't see through the woods, but can you see your first step?
Yes.
I can see that step. Then take that. And trust me, the end's there, but it does start with that first step. And while maybe, again, yeah, the journey's long, I think let's go back. I have a bunch of questions. And again, I said it before, but tell me if anything's out of pocket. Does the nutritional education, I think this is where sometimes some of the saving graces things that happen to maybe the person who is maybe, you know, a lot of times I do believe things are hopefully given to people, situations are given to people, to the people who can hopefully handle it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't exercise, you can't walk like 99% of people. Does the fact that at least Darcy has an amazing nutritional education help her stay? Because again, people, unfortunately, and we're going to put your profile, your bio, everything in there. To me, you look from, you know, waist up in amazing shape. Does the nutrition, is that the biggest factor in all of this to keep you looking so fit? And I didn't ask you your age, but when you just say your age, I'm like, wow, because you look very fit.
Thank you. It is part of it. And I am able to exercise, but it's different from what most people do. I get on a mat, I lay on the floor, and I do what I can.
More of like a yoga, stretching.
Yeah, I can't even do yoga really, but I do a lot of stretching every day. I'm committed because my life depends on it. My ability to walk depends on it. But yeah, I am able to exercise a bit on a mat. And so I'm committed to doing that every day. I eat well. My husband had COVID. And I haven't had COVID. And we lived in the same house, shared the same kitchen, knock on wood. I haven't had COVID. I've been taking care of my immune system for 20 years, you know, so, and I don't get sick. I don't get other things, you know, I don't get cold.
There's no question diet and illnesses, they intertwine. I do believe that for sure.
Yeah. So it's not that I get sick a lot. It's that I can't walk, you know, but I can. Well, here's one thing. So I tore both of my rotator cuffs too, because I was trying to walk with crutches. And so my rotator cuffs are still trying to heal. And so I have pain. I have pain everywhere, but it is a mental attitude. It is a belief that I'm here for a purpose. And just yeah. because I can't walk doesn't mean I don't have a purpose.
No.
And I believe that my purpose has become defined. And, you know, in writing my book, and it's not the sports nutrition book that I planned, but I always did dream to write a book. But, you know, I do different things than I used to, but I'm finding new things. You know, I still have my brain. So, you know, I contribute to people's lives and that kind of thing. But I do visualization and imagery. I'm very committed to that. And that helped me before to be able to walk again, was visualizing every step.
Well,
and I think that's important for runners. When you feel sure. like you can't go on anymore, you use your mind. You take it up the ladder and you go to the upper part of your body. And that mental strength gets you a little bit farther. Yeah. And that's exactly what I do. I take little stepping stone steps, but when you're running and you feel like you can't go on, you go upstairs and you have a visit with your mind, and that helps get you over that next level. And that's well, exactly what I do.
Are there groups? Are there, you know, kind of like meetings and people? Have you shared this? I gotta assume, especially going through it twice, have you been able to share this at all with other people going through that? What I love about your story, though, is, and again, I'm repeating myself, but seeing the optimism in your face, hearing the story, are you able to help and motivate others? I do want to get into nutrition. I know we're getting short on time here, but I feel like maybe I'm wrong, but I want to hear the story. Things in terms of your goals maybe didn't change, But now that it's just a different way, right? Like you still love health and nutrition.
Oh, yeah.
Did the book happen? Did the nutrition, you know, company happen? Can we get into now more of a present story? Because I also want to make sure we also sit, continue and finish the story.
Yeah. So, yes, I wrote my book.
Awesome.
And it was kind of unplanned that I didn't know I was writing the book when I was writing the book. I was just writing to get through the pain.
Wow.
It's something that I could do to get through the pain. And so there's poems that I wrote in my book about when I was really down.
Oh, wow.
And the poems end with the yet part. There's a yet in the middle. So I feel this way, yet. And then there's the positive part. So I think it's important to have that. And there's one poem that's kind of dark, but it's true. I mean, it's honest. It's honestly where I was at. But yes, writing the book helped get me through my pain and hopefully is inspiring other people. The word that keeps coming back to me that I hear from my readers is hope. They feel hope when they read it. And my story's in there a lot. It is a biblically based book. Mm-hmm. So I share stories of biblical characters who go through difficult times and overcome their hardship and how they do. And then I share a similar story of me or someone else. The whole book is about overcoming, and there's a nutrition chapter in there as well.
And I told you, I think in our pre-emails back and forth, we can talk about that. Let's get into that a little bit. I want to, you know, learn a lot. Part of this is a journey for me. Do you think your faith also was part of the positivity? You know, knowing that having a belief and having a faith, it was crucial. If you'd like, I know you wanted to maybe share a little bit on that. You touched base on it in your book, but please, you can share that with our audience. Go for it.
Absolutely. I, without a doubt, I wouldn't be at this place that I am now without my faith, because I feel like it's God that gives me perseverance. It's God that gives me courage. It's His word that provides hope for me.
Let me also ask you too, one of the things, I don't know him, and I'm kind of just kind of some of the bits and pieces as I'm hearing the story. It seems like your husband, you're still married?
Yes.
And I know you said you and your husband were at your daughter's wedding. That's why I just asked. So, but it seems like he is stuck by your side and been a huge help in this as well.
Sometimes I can't believe that he's a real person. I'm like, I think you're an angel. Like sometimes, Hammy, I can't even believe that his dedication to me.
And let me ask this, and this is, I'm kind of getting to this. He loves you 1000%, but also, you know, I got married, and again, I'm not as religious, but I knew, for example, marriage, like I knew that that's, I'm going to do whatever it takes to literally like die married to this woman, right? Like, it seems like he's really taken that vow uber seriously. Like you hear in sickness and in health, and this is what I'm getting at. This man has proven it. Like, you know what I mean? Like very few, I think that's a phrase people just say, yeah. But your husband was put, I don't mean to, you hear so many stories when a couple loses a child, when a couple goes through adversity, they really don't make it.
Right.
You know what I mean? It challenges them. Your husband was put in adversity and now 4 years later, you're still together.
Yeah. Well, he, 20 years ago, he was looking at...
He was there in the first one too.
He was. And he was looking at, am I going to be raising these two kids by myself?
Wow.
Because we didn't know if I was going to make it. So we prepared our will. Yeah. I mean, he's been through it. He has been through it. And we've been through it. We have fought. We fought more during the first round and then looked for chocolate to soothe our wounds, you know? But this time around, it's been a little bit easier, and maybe because, again, we're older and more mature, but we just celebrated our 30th wedding anniversary.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. And he wrote a chapter in the book.
Oh, wow.
Actually.
He's the runner, and we can tell the audience too. He's the runner. Do you think running, I will get upset at something, but what I've learned not to do is lash out. I think old Hami would just be like, F this, and just walk away from something or be mad, right? But you would know Hami's mad. What I've recently done is usually because I am a morning runner, I'm not going to lie, it's every Saturday and Sunday might not be at 6 in the morning, But what I've learned is to compartmentalize my anger and frustrations, run the next morning, and then see how I feel. Mm-hmm. Is he like that?
His doctor, when he talked to his doctor about how to handle the stress of our situation, his doctor said, exercise. Mm-hmm. And he's been running for 20 years every third day.
Wow.
Yeah. And he's fast. He's 62 years old.
That's awesome.
But it's how he handles his stress. And he doesn't take it out on me. And I think that's a huge reason why, because, you know, the benefits of running.
Yeah, it's very relieving for sure. Wow. No, this has been great. We have a few more minutes. I mean, is there anything I missed that you wanted to touch on? I think we went around the sun once, so to say. But again, I think it's inspiring. And I'm walking away from this, let me just say, and I don't know how our audience feels. I'm walking away from this just again, seeing like, all right, look, this was a night of celebration and something happened that, you know, you have to crawl your way back from and you're crawling. It's one of those things like and this is not like this, but I'm saying like, if you get a car and stuck on the side of the road with a flat tire, are you just going to sit there and, you know, not figure out a way, use your cell phone, walk, like do something to get out of an abandonment situation, right?
Right.
You were put in a situation. Yes, it's literally fingernail by fingernail, but you're crawling there. So I'm so inspired by you. And Darcy, your time today was inspiring, I'm sure, to our audience. But I'll let you kind of close it with a closing statement. Your book, well, let's also do that. I want to make sure your book, your site, your social media, guys, you need to go follow Darcy. Definitely go check out her book. I'm going to myself. I'm sold on it. But please, Darcy, tell the audience, you know, where they can find you and any kind of closing statements you would, your last words to this group of our amazing runners.
Thank you. So my website is my name. It's Darci, middle initial J, Steiner, Steiner.com. DarcyJSteiner.com. My book is Beauty Beyond Thorns.
I love that title.
Discovering Gifts in Suffering.
Wow.
And it's a positive read. There's some humor in it. So it's not, you know, this sad book about suffering.
No. And by the way, you're not like that. Is that on Kindle or Amazon as well? Or
it is.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, you can find it. Just Google search Beauty Beyond the Thorns, Discovering Gifts in Suffering, and it'll come up in various places.
Awesome.
So there's that. And there's a study guide actually that goes with it. So you can personalize it to your story, you know, so that's helpful for a lot of people too, or Bible studies or book clubs or things like that. I'm on all social media, just at Darcy J. Steiner. And I'm sure that you'll have that. I just want to encourage everyone that if you feel like you get to a place in life where, you know, let's say you have an injury and you're needing to recover. And maybe it's not 4 years, but maybe it is a sprained ankle or something like that. And it feels like forever. Take advantage of the time that you've been given, the space. There's something for you in that space.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be all negative. Like you're just waiting till you can get back to life. Well, life happens when you're still also. It can happen. And a lot happens when you're still. And if you listen, you know, and it's a time to slow down. It's a time to process. It's a time to think through. And it's not a waste of time. Pain is never wasted. So I guess that's how I'd like to leave it.
No, I think you eloquently and beautifully say a lot of that. And that's, I think, what I'm getting from this episode. And again, going into kind of the weekend, your daughter is married and off. And I think that, you know, I think also too, one thing I'm going to do, an accident. Obviously, for example, you do what I look at, and it's crazy. I think in your home, a lot of times you're safe. I know in your first instance, maybe that with the stairs wasn't. But when you really leave your home, though, you don't know if you're coming back in one piece, so to say, right? So hug your loved ones, enjoy, you know, the time. And I'll say, we had a podcast that's going to air with another gentleman where he was struggling with his athletic career was ending, right?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
But what we were talking about was that's ending. And yeah, you're not on that level of fame or anything, right? Like he was a D1, very popular college athlete. And yeah, you're not on that level of fame anymore that you were on campus. You're not the man anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But look, you still have your health. You still can run. You still can walk. You can still do that activity at a rec league. Yeah, there's not going to be 1,000 people in the stands cheering. Like, sometimes you just have to take every situation and take the, it still, it can be an enjoyment if you, you know what I mean? I think,
absolutely.
I hope I'm making a little bit of sense with what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, it's just, you know, it's okay
different now.
Be different. That's the exact word I was going to say. Yeah. It's just, it's different and it's okay.
Yeah.
It's not a bad thing.
Awesome. All right, Darcy, we will put everything in the bio. I'm very hopeful we get this episode out there very soon. I might have to bump it up, but I'm excited for people to hear your story. If they have questions, I want to keep in touch with you myself. I'd love the 6AM Run community to know how it's going with you. I want to know how it's going with you. So if you don't mind, I'm probably going to check in on you here and there.
Thanks, Tom.
So, and we'll put the book and everything out there for our audience to hear. Darcy, thank you so much. Tell your husband he's also my role model as well.
Yeah, I will. And thank you so much for having me on today, Hami.
Awesome, Darcy. Thank you so much. Goodbye, everyone.